Finally, in the program this Monday morning, we wanted to turn to Armour Rock, the stone, distinctive stone that overlooks the Chardin Valley, and is now in a bid to become one of the seven new natural wonders of the world. This is part of a campaign called New Seven Wonders, basically internet-based, where people can vote, and Armour Rock is doing very well. It's actually ahead of the Grand Canyon at last report in this race. Is that right? They need official support now. Should that official support be forthcoming? We have on the line Cindy Choi, who's a convener of Publicity of Public Relations with the Association for Geoconservation in Hong Kong. Ms. Choi, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Hose.
What do you think of this? Do you think Armour Rock is a real natural wonder of the world?
Actually, our association thought that it is far from being qualified as a natural wonder. Have you been to the Armour Rock before?
I've seen it from a distance. I've never been up to it.
Okay, so then what's your feel, actually?
It's not very big, is it, for a start?
Okay, so that from a point of view that because geologically it is not that unique and rare and extensive enough, so that if you want to compare with the other parts of the world, we agree that the Armour Rock is beautiful, but yet it is far from being qualified as a world wonder. And in Hong Kong, actually, there's a lot of other similar rocks, such as in Dong Ping Chau, in the Po Toi area, in the Chen Chau and the Lama Island. So that basically the rock features of the Armour Rock is not that distinguished as the other parts of the Hong Kong.
Do you know how Armour Rock got on this list?
Actually, we don't know because we learned that it is being nominated by, we don't know who nominated in January this year. And we only read from the newspaper, the South China Morning Post, that it has been nominated in the first round, so that we try to seek it. But unfortunately, we don't know who has nominated it. And so that it's until now that we also learned from the newspaper that it has been in the second round, and it, as you said, it has been ahead of the Grand Canyon and also even other parts. Are the natural wonders of the world also. So that we think that the voting system of this new seven wonders is quite unclear and also questionable. If you go to the internet, you can see that everyone can enter and nominate, or sorry, and elect. And if you only have an email and a mobile phone, then you can use the email and mobile to elect the natural wonder or to vote. So that one person can actually, they can create a lot of emails or they can call any time to register. So that we just wonder whether there would be the manipulation of the votes and also about the fairness of the votes also. That's the reason why our association thought that if our government or any organizations or semi-government bodies to nominate or sponsor the Armour Rock, it would be really quite a joke or even... if you just attract the visitors to the Armour Rock and then you find that it is such a common granite block, and especially if you go nearer, you will find that in the past, you know, that Hong Kong people likes to have a lot of graffiti.
Are you saying therefore that the likes of the tourism board should not sponsor this? They should just leave it well alone?
Yes, that's what we think, or even other green groups or the other organizations. Because if you go to the Armour Rock, you can see that there are a lot of severe graffiti, and the rock is actually defaced by it. So even though recently it has been covered by some concrete spray, but it still makes the rock very unnatural. So that if you go up, you can see that it is not as beautiful as before.
Right. I think just photographed from certain angles is at its best. But do you think is there anywhere else in Hong Kong that you think might qualify as a natural wonder?
At one point I would like to point out is actually we always, or I myself also very love Hong Kong, because I think that Hong Kong, even though it is very small, geologically it is very diversified. Even within an hour drive, you can go to a lot of places which is really interesting and fascinating. Just speak of those granite rocks. If you go to those islands in Lama, in Chengjiao, or even if you go to Shago, you can see a lot of those granite rocks which are really grand. And recently, I think that you have heard of the government talking about the geopark, have you?
Yep, yep.
And so that when we also supported by the geopark is because mainly in emphasis on geoconservation. But actually, if you go to a lot of Hong Kong places, there are other spectacular rocks, such as the hexagonal columns in the Sai Kung area, because we found that it is so fascinating and spectacular because of the coverage. It is over 120 square kilometer, and in some places the height of those rocks are more than 100 meter, and the diameter of each hexagonal column is even over the average size is over 1 to 1.5 meter, which is even wider than the hexagonal rocks in Ireland, the Giant Causeway.
The Giant Causeway, yeah, it was very
good. Right.
What about Lion Rock? Would that qualify?
I think the Lion Rocks also associates with a lot of Hong Kong people, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why I said that Hong Kong has a lot of spectacular places which are worthwhile for visiting. So that for the tourism board or even some tourist association, if they want to promote the tourism in Hong Kong, they should actually emphasize on the geological diversification of Hong Kong, which attracts a lot of the tourists, saying that Hong Kong, even though it's a cosmopolitan city, but within an hour we can go to our countryside, which is so fascinating. That is my point.
Okay,
not only one place got the attraction.
Okay, but drop the Armour Rock. Okay, well, Cindy Choi, thank you very much indeed for joining
us. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
She's from the Association for Geoconservation Hong Kong. That's it for the programme today. The weather forecast, cloudy with occasional rain, slightly cooler. Temperatures up to about 21 degrees today. A few rain patches forecast for tomorrow, and then sunny periods expected